Which is a more likely reunion, Vinny? Maurizio Pochettino and Tottenham or Vinny Purs and Dundalk?
There was the setup. I see it.
OTB AM. Weekdays from 7:30 AM. Listen on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with GetSet Go. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetSetGo.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 8 this morning. We're turning our attention to hurling. I'm delighted to say Aidan Fogarty is with us this morning. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Hi guys, how's it going?
Good. I want to stick up an old tweet here from one of your former colleagues, Owen Larkin, saying inter-county teams may as well give up the gym because the physicality has gone from hurling. Kilkenny versus Wexford today was nothing short of embarrassing. I'm ashamed to say this is the game of hurling. That's hardcore.
Yeah, that's a very damning comment on the match yesterday. Look, I think he has a point. Yeah, to be fair, I was at the game yesterday in Nolan Park, super day. But the physicality and the whole game itself, I think maybe we all might be taking out of context. The game itself was a poor game, not by Kilkenny's behalf. Kilkenny played very well. They played to a really good structure and they looked very comfortable on the ball and playing to a kind of certain pattern. So it's more so Wexford. Wexford looked heavy-legged. They looked a bit, like they were training there for the last 2 weeks, running up sand dunes, you know, which I wouldn't put past Davy Fitz at all. Looked a bit disinterested, which, and even Davy looked a bit disinterested, which you wouldn't be accustomed to with Wexford and Davy Fitz. So, like, there's 2-10 to 7 points at half-time there. So the game is pretty much over half-time. So it's a very lethargic affair. But the physicality has definitely got out of it, Gerald. And I think there's a couple of factors. Because of the physicality has gone out of it, like in my eyes, first of all, the puckouts are pretty much gone regarding 50-50 possession. So before you puck the ball long, with two guys winning possession, going held for letter for 50-50 ball, that's gone out of the game. The second thing then, obviously, is the possession rate. It's all about possession retention, trying to keep the ball as best they can. So they're not going to give a 70-30 ball. They're not going to give a 60-40 ball. They're going to give the 80-20 ball for their advantage. And straight away, that's taking the physicality out as well. And the sharp hand passing, the man running off the shoulder, it's avoiding all the tackles. And the tackling these days is more kind of rucks and more kind of schmuzzles, I suppose, is the term that the GA folk kind of use. So the physicality is definitely gone. And then couple that then with the refereeing for the last couple of weeks. They're really harping on the arm tackle. The advantage now is not the advantage to play on. The advantage is the free. So them three factors alone is going to take physicality out of the game.
And is that something that you think is going to end up being specific to the league, or will the championship be refereed in the same way? What's your instinct about this?
Yeah, no, I think it's the league. I think it's trial and error. I think everybody came back at the beginning of the league, referees included, with a kind of unknown territory. Obviously, there's a lot of rule changes. The big change was the penalty, we thought. But actually, what's affecting the game mostly now is the advantage rule and the arm tackle that's really harping on about. But I've seen it before, Ger. I've seen it with Kenny. I've seen it in the league that they bring in these rules. And it's kind of a reflection of the champions. And I don't mean that in the regard to the kind of Limerick or whatever. Whoever's the champions, they seem to look at that. And it's kind of media orientated that when you're up in the top level constantly, that you're going to be scrutinised. Teams are going to play it. They're going to say to the media certain things that Limerick play on the edge. They play with the arm tech. And Hegarty was, last year bought into the papers about fouling more so than scoring. And that has a knock-on effect. And I think Croke Park and the referees have looked at this and said, look, they're giving out about the tackle. They have to kind of seem to kind of referee it properly. So now, at the beginning of the league, they're really scrutinising all these hard tackles and these arm tackles. And Limerick don't like it because that's the way they play. But I think over the league and the way the process, I was at the game yesterday, Conor Lyons was reffing it. Actually, the advantage rule that he played wasn't the free. He gave the advantage to play on rather than the free. So already, I think there's a bit of a change beginning to happen. And I think it's only early stages of the league and it will fade out.
Right. So they've cottoned on to this then, that this has been a disaster for the first few weeks.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, because I even mentioned I was doing commentary on it there. And it was two or three clear chances. TJ Reid was actually in, turned his man and was heading for goal. There was two men back, so it wasn't a goal opportunity. But he played the advantage. I could see the arm going into the sky, playing the advantage rather than giving the free. So there was a change, whether it's just Conor Lyons himself doing it yesterday or it has been said in Croke Park or the Referees Association. I don't know what goes on there. but there's definitely a change already in the game yesterday. And obviously the game yesterday was called off a week ago because of COVID cases, so they had time to think about it. So there was a change. So I think it's going to, I think it'll phase out. I think it was just a trial and error for the league, and that's what the league's about, really.
Sorry, go on.
The league can also be a brilliant opportunity for teams to set some sort of marker down, even not against opponents, but for themselves, for the summer ahead. And I just want to go back to what you said there about Wexford looking disinterested. That must be a huge concern for any Wexford hurling fans. And Brendan Cummins picks up on it as well in his column in The Independent this morning. He says, what worried me about their showing yesterday was how similar they looked to the game against Clare and Portlaoise last November. They didn't have the energy they needed to play the game. He's obviously picked up on the exact same thing that you're saying there. Surely if there was one team who needed to show up and look interested in this year's league, it was Wexford, to finally prove that 2019 wasn't a flash in the pan.
I think you're spot on. I think you're nailing the head. Especially, you can't just turn a switch and say in 4 weeks' time, we're going to come up and play Kilkenny again, albeit if they beat Leash or play Kilkenny in the semi-final. But you can't just flick a switch, and it's so condensed. The league is so condensed. There's only two more games left, and then you're into championships. So that's literally a 3 or 4 week span, and you're into championship level. So coming up being disinterested is not the thing to do for me. I think, is it mind games by Davey Fitz? You know, we've seen it before in the past, that the things that he plays on. I'm not too sure, but as I said, it doesn't bode well for Wexford. Now, in fairness to Davey, he did try out a lot of new guys. He did start, the likes of Glenn Malone was playing, and Mikey Dwyer got a shout in, and he did finish with a stronger team. So we kind of mentioned it yesterday that a lot of new guys didn't play to their kind of to their structure and to their ability, and they finished up with maybe Jack O'Connor coming on, Sean Murphy, Conor McDonald, these guys came on as well, and they finished a lot stronger team. But the energy wasn't there, and Wexford is all about energy and moving through the lines and getting that ball up to the field to the best shooter in the best position, and that just did not happen yesterday. They're actually hitting the long ball to the square to finish up, leaving Lee Chin and McDonald in there. And that wasn't the way Wexford were playing. And even afterwards, the guys just kind of went to a huddle in the middle of the field. And it all just looked very lethargic. But you would be worried about it because guys now have to start building momentum. The league is the league. But I kind of think we took it for advantage to say that, yeah, it's not important. But it is important now because they've only two more games in the championship.
Yeah, they've two more winnable games as well. And then their first championship match is going to be against Leash, which they've already hammered in the league, and you'd expect them to win that game. And then it's Kilkenny again. Is that the element of mind games here? Is that Davey's like, yeah, look, you can win this one. We'll take it handy this week, but it'll be all guns blazing the first weekend in July when we actually meet for real.
Yeah, possibly, Gerard, but I don't believe you can tell your players to go out and take it handy. I just don't believe that. And even as a player, you put out a team, the only thing you can kind of play down a game in my kind of experience is that you don't have meetings maybe during the week about the team. You don't really talk about the game coming up. You name a team and you kind of let it go. And that to me kind of suggests that, right, there's that much importance in it. You know, I've seen with Brian over the years, the bigger the game, the more involved he is, the more kind of chatting he's doing to players and everything like that. But as a player, if you're picked on a team to play against, especially Kilkenny or the topper teams and teams you're going to meet in the championship, you want to set out your stall. You want to play well. You want to make the team, first of all.
Yeah.
So I just don't believe players go out and say, look, it's only a league game. It's not important. And you talk about setting down markers. Maybe it's just Kilkenny, because in fairness, Kilkenny have struggled against Wexford. I don't think they've beaten them since 2018. They were setting down a marker yesterday. It didn't seem that way at all.
TJ Reid's pretty good at hurling, isn't he?
It's just phenomenal. And I hate to say it, I've actually seen him play better. You know, it's just every ball he got, he done damage. Now, he did score, I think it was 15 frees. He scored 2 6-5s and 14 frees, something like that. And he is a huge asset. He wasn't playing there the second league game. And Kilkenny still won, but it was just the things he done, it was just phenomenal. But in saying that, we're trying to avoid TJ being the main man for Kilkenny. And yesterday, it did look that way because a lot of scores came without his involvement. As I said, I've seen TJ play better. He scored 118 yesterday. It's hard to believe. It's hard to even fathom. and you wouldn't even notice him scoring it. Like, that's how good he's got. But the team itself did play better when he wasn't involved, and that's what I'd be happy to see.
Okay, what about the rest of the team? Because the truth about where Kilkenny are is very hard over the last couple of years. They've had amazing games, they've had amazing halves of games, they've had amazing quarters in games, and they've also had disastrous quarters and disastrous halves that have ultimately cost them All-Ireland. So where are they in your mind at the moment in terms of evolving into a team that can live with Limerick, because they're the standard bearer, and also new talent coming through? So first off, maybe the where are they, and then we can do the new talent afterwards.
Yeah, it's hard to know, I suppose. I'm not avoiding the question, but it's like, you know, they played Antrim, they played Dublin, and they played a lethargic Wexford. Now, look, they can only play what's in front of them, but they won, and they're playing well. But in my eyes, I think they're going very well. I think they're playing to a system now that they seem comfortable on. They seem more comfortable on the ball, which we would have said before that they didn't. You know, a lot of players are kind of just wants to hit it, and that has been the Kilkenny way. Just kind of hit it long and fight, win your own ball and 50-50. But now they're playing it through the lines, and they're not overdoing it. I think some teams are overdoing it in the league, but they're playing maybe one or two or three possessions out of trouble, and then they're making, looking up, and they're hitting into space. Kind of what Limerick are doing, to be fair. The two corner forwards yesterday were running to the corners and they're playing into that space. Now, they had a lot of time to do that, but, you know, in fairness, they were hitting the square as well with TJ Reid as well. So I think they're playing to a great system that they're more comfortable and that they actually believe in now. You know, you could see before the last couple of years when they came under pressure, they kind of turned the system out of it and went back to what they were always doing and hit it long. But they seem to be kind of playing a lot better now and enjoying it more and being more comfortable on the ball. So from that aspect, I'd be very happy. As well as that, they seem to kind of nail down a few places. Hugh Otter was full back. Corey Grouch seems to be a centre back now. John Donnelly's in kind of the centre forward line. And then TJ Reid between himself are kind of switching in and out. Positions don't really matter, but I still think there needs to be kind of a structure on the team, and they're getting there. And we talked about people coming through. The strength of the panel seems to be getting better. You know, Conor Fogarty was on the bench yesterday, made an appearance. James Maher was back on the bench. Richie Hogan and Walter Welsh were injured, so they have to come back onto the bench. And then you had the likes of maybe Corker in there, nailing down the position there, wing back. And James Berrigan there from Conaghy. He got taken off yesterday, but still he made a few decent impacts on the game. So, look, I'd be happier than other years to where Kilkenny are at, to be fair.
Yeah, two unbeaten teams in the National League so far this year. So we're looking at a Kilkenny Cork All Ireland final, I presume.
Yeah, Kilkenny Cork All Ireland final and league final. I think that's the way it is. But look, I think that's another incentive in the league. There's no real winner of the league. You just top your group, and if you play each other in a championship, there's kind of a league final behind it. So that's why the league is what it is, I suppose, is the term for that.
At the same time, 7:15 this Saturday evening, Limerick against Cork is a tantalising prospect, Aidan. Kilkenny play Laois this weekend, by the way. Like, this Limerick side, people have spoken up the idea of Galway being the team to take them out potentially this summer, and we've seen it a couple of weeks ago in the league. I'm sure there's a quiet confidence within Cork, how they've started this year, that they also have the tools to give Limerick serious problems.
Yeah, I think so. Limerick, it's hard to know with Limerick. Limerick needs to start winning games now. You know, they're All-Ireland champions. And I think it's been a small bit of a learning curve for Limerick. They're at the top there basically for the last 3 years. And, you know, when you're at the top, people love the underdog. And people are scrutinising Limerick. The pressure is coming on, I think, a small bit just from the media. You see John Kiely not happy with the way Galway kind of came out and played against them and then retracted his statement. Small things like that. I think they're just a little bit distracted. I think they need to kind of come together and just kind of throw off all the outside influences, because they are the top team. And every team, I've seen it before with Kilkenny, every team that's going out to play you, whether it be a Walsh Cup game, a league game, a championship game, they are going all hell for leather to beat you, because they are putting themselves, if we beat Limerick, we're in a good place. And then coupled with that is the aura. Try and stop this aura. Kilkenny got it with the 4-in-a-row team, that this aura of Kilkenny coming out and putting teams away. If you're losing games, even in the league, if you're not winning, that aura tends to go, and that invincibility tends to go. And that's what Limerick need to build up now. But I wouldn't be worried about them. But I think it's more the outside influences, and it's getting into their head, and players are getting into their head, and players are obviously niggling them off the ball and upsetting their hurling. So they need to concentrate on the game now rather than what's going on outside it. Yes, they are champions. And it's more a sign of respect from the other teams and the other players if they're doing that, because they rate you highly and they believe they need to do that to kind of beat you. So it's a sign of respect. So play the ball, I think, play what's in front of you. Do not react to what's happening on the field. The Cork game is going to be a huge one, I think, because we said it before on this show that Cork and Galway are probably the two teams at the minute who can take down Limerick, and the Cork are flying it. They're getting goals. I think they have 7 goals against Westmeath, 5 goals against Waterford, and 2 goals against Tipp. So they're getting goals. Personally, I don't like their style of play. I think they're too kind of passing through the lines, very close to each other. And you've seen again Tipperary, they got caught in possession. Tipperary just held back on the 40, let them come at them to a stage and then hit them, and they got overturned an awful lot. But I think it's a massive game, more so for Limerick this weekend. But Cork are definitely a team that can beat them and are playing well. And we haven't seen Cork playing well. They won the last league in 1998. They haven't done well in league over the year. But this league is different. The ground is a little bit harder. The weather has been poor, but it's more like summer hurling, and that's why they're doing well.
They play on the 3rd of July as well in Thurles, in the semi-final of the Munster Hurling Championship. So what do you do this weekend? Is there anybody saying, like, if you're in the Cork camp, are you having those meetings that you talked about that Cody was having, or those calls that Cody was having in those big, big weeks to say, this is it? Because we've just seen Chelsea win twice in a row, and then the third time in a row, they were clearly in Manchester City's heads. So if you're Cork, you're trying to get in Limerick's heads by winning this game, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You're trying to put doubts in their minds. I think for Cork's point of view, I think keep winning, keep that momentum going. They are flying at the top of the league. They have 6 points. So they are going really well. But I think, go for Limerick. I think it's more of a kind of a team scenario, management scenario, as I mentioned before. For Championship, it totally changes for Championship. Team meetings change, players change, the scrutiny changes on who you're marking, everything. But I think as a team, you definitely want to get into Limerick's head. You want to keep them down. You want to keep them kind of thinking that this is not going to be easy, which it's not. And I think they have to go hell for leather this weekend forward. But on the flip side, this game is more important for Limerick because they have to win a game in the league yet. So they need to start winning.
Yeah, all of a sudden that game seems much bigger than it did a couple of weeks ago. Aidan, good stuff. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Aidan Taggy Fogarty giving us some thoughts there this morning on the Hurling Championship. What would you do, Owen? Do you go all guts this weekend?
Yeah, I think Limerick need that at this point. I think that, as you mentioned with the football earlier on, there's just no sense in keeping something close to your chest at this point.
And what about if you're Cork, though?
Same thing. Same thing. There's no sense in playing it coy. I don't think Cork are good at being coy about anything. Like, I mean, lean into Corkness. Lean into the chest bursting out of your jersey sort of nature that is so deeply ingrained. And Cork aren't good at being defeatist, at kind of being cute hooers or playing down their chances. Cork need that arrogance. They need to be winning, and they need to be beating teams like Limerick if they want to be beating teams like Limerick in the Championship. I can't wait for this weekend. I think the more we get into this hurling league, hopefully the better things will get. Hopefully I'm not sure, are the referees are to blame completely for what we've seen over the last few weeks, but maybe they suddenly get better because the play gets better and a little bit cleaner as well over the next few weeks.
I do think the Chelsea example is a good one. You keep beating a team, you're going to keep beating a team.
100%. I think that it's proved that there's this whole idea of keeping your powder dry is actually kind of nonsense, really. Yes, there will be tactical tweaks here and there, but what is a far more important factor in beating a team is whether or not your man has the beating of his opposite man. Yes, the tactics will come into play, and yes, there will be certain elements that might be held back for a rainy day, so to speak. But really, you've got to be hitting the ground running over the course of the next few weeks. And for Limerick, it's kind of like now is when they need to start playing, and they will be fine this summer if they start performing now. But you have to be a little bit concerned about where they're going. But by the way, that Saturday, 3rd of July that you mentioned there, I tweeted this out at the weekend, but I was just looking through it. That is the day of sport this summer. You've obviously got that game, Cork versus Limerick. You've got the two semi-finals. in the Leinster Hurling Championship that weekend, which will both be crackers. You've got two European Championship quarterfinals. You've got the Irish Open that weekend. You've got Monaghan versus Fermanagh. And you've got Ireland against Japan in the rugby. And there is a Lions warm-up match against the South African Lions club that morning as well. So, or that evening as well. So it is quite a day of sport for anybody who's interested in sport, which they tend to be while listening to the show.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.